JD's Heroes.
It's Wednesday morning, and it's time for another JD's Heroes. This one literally just blew me away when I read the story. I cannot believe how much today's nominee has been through. The nomination comes from Sam in Leamington. Morning, Sam.
Morning, JD.
You start your nomination with, "Everyone thinks that their mum is a hero, but my mum is truly an inspiration." And we're talking about your mum, Jan Chamberlain. Now, do you want to tell us why you think your mum is an inspiration?
She's a nurse. She works in hospital, which in itself is an amazing job. But back in 2009, she fell pregnant. Her and my stepdad managed to conceive a baby. My stepdad has no children. My mum has me and my sister. They always wanted a baby together. And so when it actually happened, we were absolutely thrilled for her. Mm. But at the same time, my nan was really, really ill. She actually lost the baby about 3 or 4 days before my nan actually died.
Oh my God.
And it was the most horrific thing for my mum to have to go through. And I honestly wondered if she'd ever cope. But my mum, being as resilient as she is, did. She picked straight back up. About a year later, she conceived again. But by this time, I was pregnant with my daughter. The same thing happened. She got to about 6 or 7 weeks and she miscarried again. But this time, it was horrendous. She had to be hospitalised. She had to go through surgical procedure. My mum and my stepdad agreed they'd stop actively trying for a baby. But then a few months later, they did actually get pregnant again and the same thing happened again. But by this time, I'd got my daughter and in a way, I actually almost felt guilty that I'd got a baby and my mum hadn't when she was trying so hard. And then my mum had a breast cancer scare. But luckily, it came back clear a few months ago. She actually fell pregnant again.
Wow.
And we were all completely surprised. And unfortunately, she miscarried again. And she had to go through the whole hospitalisation all over again. While she was in surgery, they actually found she's got a cyst on one of her ovaries. So she's actually going back into hospital next week to have that removed. All of that aside, she is a mother to 2 children. I mean, I'm 25, my sister's 18. She's a grandmother to a 2.5-year-old. And she's been there for me over the last 3 years while the whole time going through this minefield of personal emotions. And I honestly don't know if I could say, hand on heart, I could go through that and come out the other side like she has.
Let's take a breather. I'm going to play a song. I've sorted a little treat out for your mum. Hopefully try and put a smile on her face, and I hope she likes... Does she like heights?
Yeah, she's a little bit of a daredevil.
That's good. All right, we're going to ring Jan, and then I'm going to let you tell your mum, you know, in public, exactly what she means to you and how much you love and appreciate her, and then we'll surprise her with what I've sorted. Are you okay to hold there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where is your mum right now, Sam?
She'll be at home. She thinks she's waiting for a delivery. I managed to keep her in.
Right. Any particular delivery or company that I need
to be? I just said it was a courier company that we're going to ring before they drop my boyfriend's Christmas present off.
Right, okay. Right. What's your boyfriend's name?
Rich.
Let's see if I can fool your mum.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Mrs. Halliwell?
No, it's her mother.
Oh,
if it's about the delivery, yes, I'm taking the delivery in for her.
Oh, right. OK, we've got a brand new Mercedes SLK from Mr. Holmes that she's ordered, and we're delivering it to you. Is that right?
Apparently so.
Yeah. Tell you what, it's a great Christmas present. I love someone to buy me that.
Yeah, me too.
What are you asking for Christmas?
A day off. That'd be good.
What's your daughter do? I mean, she must be very, very wealthy to buy somebody a Mercedes car.
The only problem being is that I have to go to work by about 12:30.
Oh. I'm not going to be able to drive this car to you till about 2, and she said that would be fine.
Right, I think she knows that I was on a lathe anyway.
Oh.
What's the situation?
Well, basically, I've got one of my drivers coming to the address that I've been given in Leamington to drop the Mercedes car off.
It's Warwick.
Right, oh dear. I've got this totally wrong, haven't I? I tell you what, well, the next delivery date will be the 2nd of January. Shall I drop it off then?
Well, if it's for Christmas, that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, you're right. Jan?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really got a Mercedes car, and
I didn't think you would.
and you know Sam's told you to wait for a delivery company to ring you.
Yeah.
I'm not from a delivery company. I'm from the local radio station, Free Radio. My name's JD. And on the JD show, we do a thing called JD's Heroes, where we like to reward those amazing people in our lives. And you've been nominated,
right.
Jan.
God.
Sam's on the other line.
Mum, I tell you every day that I love you, and of course I mean it, but what I don't get to tell you is you're the biggest inspiration in my life.